Hello, 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 and welcome to The Local Edition on a Friday evening. I'm your host, Patricio Robayo. Coming up in the second half of the show, don't know if you heard, but the World Cup is almost here. Kicks off next week. Let's go USA and Ecuador. Ecuador too, because I'm half Ecuadorian, so got to represent. So tonight, we're going to be speaking with the Ulster County about its own World Cup-inspired event. The Ulster County Future Stars Unity Cup is a youth soccer tournament and cultural fair aimed at bringing people together through sports, community, and culture. But first, Ulster County Executive Jen Metzger is pushing for a federal disaster designation after a damaging spring frost hit farms across the Hudson Valley and beyond. In late April, temperatures dropped as low as 19 degrees, just days after unusually warm weather pushed fruit trees into bloom. The result was a major crop loss for apple, grape, stone fruit, pear, and early vegetable growers. Metzger joined other county executives from Orange and Dutchess counties in urging the USDA to approve Governor Kathy Hochul's request for federal assistance. A disaster designation would open the door for emergency loans and support for farmers facing steep losses. Here's Radio Catskills' Kim Izar with Ulster County Executive Jen Metzger.
Let's start with New York Governor Kathy Hochul. She requested to declare a disaster designation for farmers across New York State. Tell me a little bit more about why this was requested.
Sure. First of all, we are grateful that she took this step because it's desperately needed. So in April, we saw just like the perfect storm of extreme weather events that were disastrous for our farms, especially for our orchards and vineyards and, you know, some strawberries and other crops. So if you recall, in April, we had this bout of very hot weather. It was in the high 80s. And, you know, it broke 90 degrees in some areas. And what that did is kind of force out the buds on our, you know, fruiting trees, fruiting species earlier than usual. And then that hot spell was immediately followed by an extreme cold spell. There was just a dramatic shift in temperature, and it dropped to, like, you know, low 20s, 20, 21 degrees. And there was a deep freeze that hit all of these trees, vineyards, plants at the most vulnerable moment in, you know, the development of the flower bud, and just heavily damaged the crops. So, you know, we have many farms. We have farms that have lost 90% of their harvest for this year. And, you know, our Ulster County is the second largest producer of apples in the state. New York is the second largest producer of apples in the country. So it's, you know, this is pretty major, significant event. And it's not just Ulster. I mean, we're the largest apple producer, but Dutchess and Orange counties are also major producers of apples and other tree fruits, stone fruits. Some onions were also affected. Those are early plants. And, you know, down in Orange County in the Black Dirt region, I mean, they produce over half of the onions that New York State produces. So it's been very devastating. I toured some farms down in Marlborough in the southern end where we have, you know, many orchards and talked to the farmers firsthand. I was actually with, I accompanied State Ag and Markets Commissioner Richard Ball. He was doing a tour along with folks from Cornell Cows. Legislator Laura Donovan, who represents Marlboro, was also there with me. And yeah, it was, you know, we saw firsthand just how bad it is. And so essentially, you know, this is climate change, right? This is exactly the kind of extreme weather that is predicted by scientists for our region. But this was a particularly devastating event. And so what this disaster declaration would do, if the Agriculture Secretary agrees to issue it, would essentially, it would enable, it would provide access to farmers to low-interest loans. It could help them kind of pause other payments they have to make and perhaps access other forms of relief in this time, because it's going to be a really hard year for them.
Yeah, I remember in late April, just after, maybe a week or two after the frost hit, I visited an apple farm in Sullivan County.
And yeah, you have apple farms too, apple orchards.
Yes,
too.
Absolutely. And I remember walking through some of the orchards and cutting open some of the buds, and they were black, they were brown.
Yeah,
Signifying the crop loss. Well, you, along with, you know, Dutchess and Orange counties, sent a letter to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, I believe, this morning or today.
We sent it out at the end of the day yesterday.
Earlier this week. Yeah, go ahead.
No, yeah. I mean, we're united in urging this. You know, this is not a partisan issue. It's a farmer issue. It's a community issue. It's an economy issue. And we're really, you know, we really hope that we can weigh in with our additional kind of push. But again, really appreciate the governor's efforts to get this declaration.
You know, it's interesting, the impacted counties that the governor included it as part of this request is like spans as far as Erie County in western New York to further south where we are. I'm curious, you know, from your perspective, especially after talking to several farmers, what are you hearing about how this might affect not only the local or regional economy, but also the state?
Well, I mean, you know, we're talking to local farmers, so we have their perspective, but it's generalizable to other farmers. You know, one of the issues that they brought attention to, you know, other than the fact that, of course, they count on the income from their harvest to fund their operation, you know, to pay all the bills of their operations and income for their families. But there's also, you know, the impact on workers. You know, they have, these are farm workers that, you know, that they count on and they've been working with for many years, especially many apple orchards. They rely on H-2A workers, you know, seasonal farm workforce, but they utilize the same people year after year, and you build relationships. They know the farms, and you know, the concern is you're this break, you know, and this, and they're worried that they won't have less work, and they worry about the longer term implications of that. Mm. And of course, for the workers that live here, you know, they worry about everyone worries about their income too, you know, so it's, you know, a very challenging piece of this, right? And then, you know, we also want to make sure, I think that this is particularly the case for our region, Ulster County. I'm not sure it applies so much in other places around the state, but we are, like, agritourism is huge for our economy. It's,
right.
You know, it has to do with our proximity to New York City. We have so many U-pick orchards and, you know, it's, you know, they worry about that too. So there's a lot of implications to this.
And now that this request to declare a disaster designation in New York State has been put in, What happens next? Like, what are the next steps for this?
Well, at this point, I think, so I know also that Congressman Pat Ryan, I've been in touch with his office as well. He is pushing really hard as well. And hearing from our federal representatives, so, you know, I love to say to all your listeners, contact your federal representatives to make sure they weigh in with the USDA, because, of course, they're message carries particular clout as, you know, the appropriators of funding and everything else in Washington. So I think I appreciate that Congressman Ryan is really, you know, fighting for our farms. And yeah, we want to get their voices heard as well. But we're doing this advocacy and really just hoping that USDA Secretary Rollins, you know, takes that step.
And Executive Metzger, just anything else that you want to add before we sign off?
Just that, you know, our hearts are with all of the farm families and farm workers and their families. This is really tough. These are our people's livelihoods, you know, and agriculture is such an important part of not only of our economy, but sort of, you know, who we are in the Mid-Hudson region. So we really hope they can get the assistance that they need and deserve.
We've been chatting with Ulster County Executive Jen Metzger about an effort to push for more USDA support for New York State's farmers. Executive Metzger, thank you again so much for your time.
You're welcome. Thanks so much.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with some information about Ulster County's celebration for the World Cup. It's Friday on the Local Edition. I'm Patricio Arbayo. Stay tuned. Reach out, touch faith.
You're listening to The Local Edition, winner of Excellence in Broadcasting Awards from the New York State Broadcasters Association. Radio Catskill. Listen local.
If this community is allowed to thrive, it's going to be a blueprint for segregation across the United States. It's going to be a model for unraveling what has been one of the foundational laws that has shaped our country and shaped all of our lives in ways we don't even realize.
I'm Rachel Abrams. That's Today on the Daily from the New York Times.
NEPA Gives is happening right now. 24 hours to show your support for Radio Catskill and other great nonprofit organizations serving Northeast Pennsylvania. Donations close tonight at 7, so be sure to make your donation on time. Every donation gets Radio Catskill closer to its $2,500 goal, and you don't need a Pennsylvania zip code to donate. Donate to Radio Catskill before 7 p.m. at nepagives.org.
This week on Cat's Cast, we're taking a hike and learning how to forage with the botanical hiker, Heather Housekeeper, in Roscoe, New York.
It's not uncommon to get the question of, oh gosh, how do you think folks ever came to know, like, this plant's good for that? Or, you know, how many people do you think fell by the wayside for eating the wrong thing? I do not think it was random.
Saturday at 11 a.m., right here on Radio Catskill.
This week in This American Life, Pablo has big dreams. He very recently started painting portraits of members of Congress.
Were those Mitch McConnells, in your opinion, were they good? I can't think of a single Mitch McConnell I ever did that was good.
Undeterred, he tries everything he can think of to get his work hung inside the Capitol Rotunda. What happens? That's this week.
This American Life, Saturday night at 6 on Radio Catskill.
Hey, it's Francis Lam, host of The Splendid Table. So let's talk about the dream food job, becoming a restaurant critic. Well, it might not be as plum as it sounds. We're talking about the highs and the lows of the job this week with Bill Addison from the LA Times and Winnie Moranville, a longtime critic in Iowa. It's coming up this week on The Splendid Table.
The Splendid Table, Sunday morning at 11 on Radio Catskill.
Next time on the New Yorker Radio Hour, Jack Schlossberg, the Kennedy heir and political influencer who's running for a seat in Congress.
I understand that content creation is a new profession and that it's not synonymous for many people with a quote-unquote real job. You have to make an argument in 90 seconds with a lot of complicated information.
I'll talk with Jack Schlossberg next time on the New Yorker Radio Hour. Listen Sunday at 6 for the New Yorker Radio Hour on Radio Catskill.
Welcome back to the Local Edition on a Friday evening. We host Patricio Roballo. 1 week before the World Cup kicks off, Ulster County is preparing to celebrate the global spirit of soccer right here in the Hudson Valley. The first Ulster Future Stars Unity Cup will take place June 6th from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Field of Dreams in New Paltz, with a rain date of June 7th. The pre-community event combines a youth soccer tournament with a cultural fair featuring local food, art, and family activities. On the phone with us now to learn more about this is Sarah Kramer-Harrison, Director of Arts, Culture, and Open Spaces for Ulster County and part also of the Tourism Department. So, Sarah, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, Sarah, you know, this is the first one that the Ulster County Futures Unity Cup is hosting. What is sort of the idea behind it? Why now? I'm assuming it's because the World Cup starts in a couple of days here in the United States.
Absolutely. That was the impetus to bring this forward, in combination that the Ulster County District Attorney, Emmanuel Neji, has a nonprofit that's under him called One Life Only. And he's a soccer coach and he's a soccer enthusiast. And so we wanted to partner with him to elevate the love of soccer, the culture that goes along with it. It's a great sport and we wanted to create an opportunity for all youth to be able to experience it, to be on property, to get the joy and the excitement of these events, and also to elevate and support youth in having a great place to spend the day. We have great youth partners that are bringing all kinds of games and fun stuff, and so yeah, we're really excited.
So what other things can folks expect at the Youth Cultural Fair? You know, what other kind of activities, food or things?
Yeah, so we have several food trucks that are going to be on property. We have Stirred Up Colombian Coffee, Sippin' Pretty Sodas, Hudson Valley Catering, and Gary's Pickles. And they're going to curate a little bit of a world food scene, as well as having your traditional fair foods. And that's a piece of how we're bringing culture and other cultures into this celebration.
Yeah, no. So, you know, I'll talk about my own experience. I remember being in high school when the World Cup came in the late 90s to America. And I remember being in high school and being part of the soccer team then. And I remember this, in the city, there were tons of events like this that's, you know,
yeah,
sort of coordinated with the World Cup. And I just remember back the feeling it made the whole event more personal, more felt more connected and sort of, I guess, hyped me up not only for the World Cup that was coming up, but also sort of reinvigorated it strengthened my passion for soccer and the game, stuff like that. I'm sure that's something that you hope would happen again in this Unity Cup that's happening on Saturday.
Absolutely. I mean, and we have the World Cup happening here in our backyard in Jersey and all over and out in California and other places, but we really wanted to create an opportunity for our residents to be able to get excited, because we're a week out. And so how do we promote this? How do we uplift it? How do we create opportunities for youth to be able to explore soccer? And we just thought this was something we couldn't pass up.
The event's free, but I know you're asking folks to register.
Yeah.
To make sure they're there. So what if parents want to get their young players playing in the UDD Cup, what do they have to know? Where to kind of sign up?
So we ideally you'll register before the tournament. So today, tomorrow, we are putting teams together. So if your youth is not a part of a soccer league or a rec team, and don't necessarily have other players that they know they want to play with, that's okay. We're going to make teams so that youth can participate. We have a registration link at ulstercountyny.gov /FutureStarsCup. And that's where you can go to register, and we navigate the back end. And I didn't get to speak about the youth serving organizations that are coming through. We have the Youth Bureau, who's going to be offering all kinds of crafts and activities all day. We have My Kingston Kids coming for a good portion of the day, and they're bringing all kinds of their own opportunities for youth to engage. We have One Strike coming, and they're bringing the sports side of some other types of activities like cornhole and things like that. And then we just got some Ultimate Frisbee people that are going to be joining us and tabling and doing a clinic on how to throw a frisbee to help drive people into the possibility of joining a league for that.
Great. So you mentioned, I'm glad you mentioned the community partners.
We have many more.
Yes. Can we talk about you mentioned one called One Life Only, the initiative.
Yes.
Can we talk more about that, what that initiative is about?
Absolutely. So the initiative is part of the Ulster County District Attorney Emmanuel Neje's focus. And it's on youth outreach, safety, opportunity, and community care. The idea being that we all only have one life, and spending that life in jail or in prison isn't really a life. And so it's an opportunity to really get that message out to youth. And,
That's great. So, having said that and, letting us know what's happening with all the events and food, stuff like that, what do you hope young people take away from participating in this tournament?
Hope, maybe experience with something new culturally or just a new activity, inspiration to see that there's still a lot of good in this world where these are tough times. And to me, this is a day of hope in the future. And if we all leave a little bit happier, a little bit more hopeful, to me, that's the win. And we hope that youth want to play more soccer. It's still not our national sport, but as we see, there are huge pockets of community members where this is a vital piece of their culture. And that's what we're trying to elevate and to bring it into the rest of our lives. Before this, I did not have a lot of soccer experience, and it's been really amazing to work with AZO United and KSAL staff and all these different soccer New Paul's rec team. We've had Dave Crowley be a part of some of these calls, and he's part of Stockade Works. And so to be in this community of soccer lovers, you can't help but feel that spirit and start to bring it into your own life. And I'm just so excited to see all these youth out playing their hearts out and being able to experience life on the field and be cheered on by their friends, by newcomers, by family members. This is a great way to celebrate and uplift youth. And we couldn't do this without our fiscal sponsors. We have the United Way, who's been integral in making this event happen. They're our fiscal sponsor. We have Kingston Physical Therapy that made a donation, Joe O'Connor. And so we've had a lot of people, and One Life Only also made it. They're our title sponsor. So this is just a really amazing opportunity to be in community. And I also need to mention CDPHP because they are also a fiscal sponsor.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
Sounds like Saturday, the place to be will be in New Paul's. Now, having all this done, all this planning that's been done for this Unity Cup, and I'm sure the event will go well, do you envision maybe having this become an annual event in Ulster County?
You know, those are conversations that we're going to have when we do our after action report with our team members and see if someone's ready to step up and take leadership on this, because we would love to see this become an annual event. And the question is, who leads it and where does it go from here? But none of this would be possible if our county executive, Jennifer Metzger, didn't say, yes, this is one of my title events and we're going to make this priority. So I'm hopeful that we're going to find a community partner to take the spearhead of the lead on this in future years and look forward to the future of it.
Well, we're talking to Sarah Kramer Harrison, Director of Arts, Culture, and Open Spaces for Ulster County Government, speaking about the first Ulster Future Stars Unity Cup, and it's happening on Saturday, June 6th,
yeah,
from 11 to 7 p.m. at the Field of Dreams in New Paltz. And there's also a rain date, June 7th, if it does rain on June 6th. So youth players are encouraged to register in advance or on the day of the event through the Ulster County website. Sarah, thank you so much for joining us. I do really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Patricio. It's been great to be on your show.
And that does it for the local edition on this Friday evening. Again, I've been your host, Patricio Robayo. Take care, everyone, this weekend. Stay safe out there. And I'll talk to you soon. Lucy, have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Support comes from the Delaware Valley Arts Alliance, now celebrating its 50th year. Current gallery offerings include S.R. Lejeune's Murmuration and Alejandro Muzon's Stories in the New Baroque, both running through June 7th. More information at DelawareValleyArtsAlliance.org. DVAA, advancing the arts since 1976. From generous funding from Press Forward's Closing Local Coverage Gaps grant program. And from listeners like you.
NEPA Gives is happening right now. 24 hours to show your support for Radio Catskill and other great nonprofit organizations serving Northeast Pennsylvania. Donations close tonight at 7, so be sure to make your donation on time. Every donation gets Radio Catskill closer to its $2,500 goal, and you don't need a Pennsylvania zip code to donate. Donate to Radio Catskill before 7 p.m. at nepagives.org.
When the Pope released his AI encyclical, the co-founder of Anthropic sat beside him and gave a speech.
How will we ensure that the gains of AI are shared globally? It is an unsolved problem.
But is it really?
We have historically proven tools that are actually pretty good at redistributing wealth and power. They're called taxes.
How Anthropic markets itself as a moral leader. Don't miss this week's On the Media from WNYC.
Saturday afternoon at 4 on Radio Catskill.
Radio Catskill, keeping New York voters connected. New York State's primary election is June 23rd. You may register to vote by mail, at your local Board of Elections, or any state agency participating in the National Voter Registration Act. Your application must be received no later than June 13th in order to vote in this primary election. In-person early voting runs June 13th through June 21st. Info at elections.ny.gov.
On this Old House Radio Hour, hard water is destroying your hair, your skin, and pipes. Here's how to fix it.
It just has a filter inside of the neck of the fixture that's just filtering out that calcium and magnesium as it can.
Plus, author Ann Patchett on the wild, unforgettable Tennessee home of her childhood. That's this week on This Old House Radio Hour.
Sunday morning at 7 on Radio Catskill.
WJFF Jeffersonville. This is Radio Catskill. Local news, culture, and NPR.